我们先看圣经的撒加利亚书
and chapter 4
第四章
And first, we'll read verses 1 through 3.
我们先来读撒加利亚书第四章的第一节到第三节。
And I'll read in English, my brother will read in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后用中文读。
And please, brothers and sisters, see what the Lord has to say here.
我们读的时候，请大家我们用心来看，神要在这里对我们说什么。
And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me.As a man that is waked out of his sleep. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I see and behold, a lampstand all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and its seven lamps thereon, seven lamps, and seven pipes to the lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees beside it, one on the right of the bowl,And the other on the left of it.
撒加利亚书第四章第一节，那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。他问我说：“你看见了什么？”我说：“我看见了一个纯金的灯台，灯顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子，旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。”
And verse 6. And he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of Jehovah unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord.
第六节说，他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能从事。
And verses 11 through 14.And I answered and said unto him, What are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on its left? And I answered the second time and said unto him, What are the two olive branches which are beside the two golden tubes that empty the gold out of themselves? And he spoke unto me, saying, Knowest thou?You know not what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. And he said, These are the two sons of oil that stand before the Lord and the whole earth.
第十一节到第十四节，我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？我二次问他说，这两根橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思？他对我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。他说，这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。
Okay, let's turn to next to the book of Romans.
下面请大家翻开罗马书。
Letter to the Romans.
罗马书，新约罗马书。
Chapter 12.
我们来翻到第十二章，罗马书第十二章。
And first verse 1 and verse 2.
我们来看罗马书第十二章的第一节和第二节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which your intelligent service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Let's read it on from 3 to 6.
我们继续从第三节一直读到第六节。
For I say through the grace which has been given to me to everyone that is among you, not to have high thoughts above what he should, think, but to think so as to be wise, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as in one body we have many members, but all the members have not the same function, thus we, being many, are one body in Christ, and each one members one of other. But having different gifts according to the grace which has been given to us, whether it be prophecy, let it prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
罗马书十二章第三节，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所夺的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
I think I'll just stop at this point.
我们读经先暂时到这里。
So dear brothers and sisters, this time, recently the Lord has given me a burden on a picture and a verse.
弟兄姐妹们，在最近这段时间里面，特别是最近，神给我一个负担，就是给我 一段经节和一幅图画。
And the picture is the picture given in Zechariah chapter 4.
这个图画就是从撒迦利亚书第四章里面所给出来的。
And specifically, it is the sons of oil.
这幅图画是特别的提到，就是那
膏油之子。
之子
yeah, sons of oil.
是那膏油之子。
Not only not one son, but sons.
而且是不是单单的这个儿子不是单数的，而是复数的。
And then,The verse is in Romans.
而且这个给的神给我的负担这个经节就是在我们刚才读的罗马书里面。
It is called the reasonable service.
那个经节是讲到那个理所当然的侍奉。
Yeah, my verse says intelligent service, but I think the authorized version says the reasonable service.
我的英文版本翻的是这个是有智慧的侍奉，但是大家都通用的版本是翻成是理所当然的侍奉。
So today I would just like to share this picture, the picture of the sons of oil.
今天愿意跟大家分享的就是关于这个膏油之子的这个图画。
And also the verse, reasonable service.
和相关的这节理所当然侍奉的这节经节。
Now, just personally, many years ago, for many years, I have read Zechariah chapter 4.
很多年以前我就读过撒迦利亚书第四章。
And I was always wondering, what does it mean by the sons of oil?
当我读这时候，我以前就一直在这想，到底这里所说的这个膏油之子是什么意思呢？
And then, lately, recently, there is some, I went through a certain experience among my brothers and sisters over there.
最近一段时间里的在和我聚会的弟兄姐妹之间我们有一些经历所以
So I was thinking that the picture that the Lord Jehovah was showing to Zechariah somehow is manifested in the Romans chapter 12
所以我觉得里面有一个认识就是神在撒迦利亚书里面向撒迦利亚所展示的这个意象这幅图画实际上是和罗马书里面的这些经节是有关联的
And somehow the picture I saw a picture that I read about the sons of oil somehow when I read Romans chapter 12 I start to understand a little bit
所以当我在看撒迦利亚书里面看到这幅图画这个两个受膏之子的这个图画里面就和这个罗马书里面这些经节就有关联了
especially having to do with this reasonable service
而且这个关联是特别讲到这里讲到的是那理所当然的侍奉
Brothers and sisters when we talk about this matter of service
弟兄姐妹们当我们讲到服侍神侍奉神的时候
and that doesn't mean just a few people
这不单单只是讲一两个人几个人的侍奉
that doesn't mean either some formal thing
这也不是指外表上一些形式上的侍奉。
It means you and me.
这是在讲到你和我。
It means everyone.
这是讲到我们每一个人。
Last night I attended the fellowship a potluck.
昨天晚上我参加了一个团契的大家的聚餐。
And at the end of it,
在这个聚餐结束之后
，Everybody was doing something.
每个人都在那里的做一些事情。
Some was putting off putting away the chairs.
有人在把椅子收起来。
Some were putting the sound systems, the video systems back in the box.
有人在把音响的这些东西把它收好。
Some cleaning the trash.
也有人在那里收拾垃圾，打扫卫生。
Some doing things in the kitchen.
也有人在厨房里面忙。
I don't see anyone who is not doing anything.
在整个这个结束的时候，我看到没有一个人是在那里闲着什么事情都不做。
Brothers and sisters, this is service.
所以这个是在我要说的，这是一个服事。
Service is not formal.
这个服事不是一个固定的一个形式。
Especially service in the house of God.
特别是在神家里的服事，不是一个固定的某种形式。
We serve the Lord.
因为我们是服事的是神。
And we serve brothers and sisters.
我们也服事的是弟兄姐妹彼此。
And is it true we all serve?
所以我们是每个人都要参与这个服事。
Therefore, this thing, this verse, reasonable service, as mentioned in Romans 12, is very personal.
所以罗马书十二章这里所讲到的那理所当然的服事，那个侍奉，是关乎到每一个个人。
It affects every one of us.
这是关系到我们每一个在座的人。
What we serve? What do we serve with?
就是我们是用什么来服事，或者是我们来服事谁？
We produce certain things.
我们所生产的是什么？
We put out chairs.
我们把椅子收好。
We clean the trash.
我们把垃圾收干净。
You know, we greet brothers and sisters.
我们在那里问候弟兄姐妹。
We do something.
我们都在那里做某种
各样的事情。We produce certain things.
我们都是在那里生产什么？
What do we produce?
但是我们生产的是什么？
What are we producing?
我们到底生产的是什么？
What are we giving?To our brothers and sisters.
我们借着这一切的事情所做的，我们给出我们弟兄的给出我们弟兄姐妹的是什么？
So this is one thing.
这是一方面。
What are we giving?
我们给出的是什么？
Now the other aspect of the service is this.
服事的另外一层的一个角度是。
Where do we get our strength to do that?
就是我们从哪里得到服事的能力？
Why some brothers and sisters when they serve with zeal?
为什么有些弟兄姐妹他们服事的时候是蛮有热情的在那里服事
？And you feel that they are filled with the anointing.
所以你接受他们的服事的时候，你能看到他们的服事里面有膏油。
They are so joyous.
因为他们是那样子的喜乐的服事。
It seems you can feel that there's something in him.
在他们服事的时候，你可以感觉到他们里面有什么东西。
And yet sometimes when we are so down.
但有的时候我们心里面很低沉的时候
Now we can do various things.
我们仍然还可以做不同各种的事情
We are not happy at all.
但是我们做的时候里面却没有这样的喜乐
Why?
为什么
I think when we read Romans 12.
所以我就想当我们再读罗马十二章的时候
And just the verses in front.
我们只是把思想神在我们放在我们面前的这个话语的时候
And then some examples that the brother Paul gave us.
这里保罗弟兄所给我们的一个例子
Then we can probably feel
也许我们可以就能感受到
You know, not only with what we serve
不单单的是我们拿什么来服侍
But by what strength
而更主要的是我们是靠着什么样的能力来服侍
And then when you think about this picture of Zacharias
就是这个问题我们再来思想撒加利亚的这个四章的图画
And he gave us this picture of sons of oil
他给我们看见这里有两个膏油之子。
Then you ask the same question.
那我们也问同样的问题。
With what the sons of oil produce?
这两个膏油之子，他们是生产的是什么？他们服侍的是什么
？What do they produce?
他们所服侍出来的是什么
？And then with what strength?
而且他们服侍的能力是从哪里来的
？They produce.
他们是从哪里来的服侍的能力
？You know, I think what I post.These questions to you, and then when we read these two places in the scripture, then things will become very clear.
当我们带着这样子的问题，我们再来读、来思想这刚才读的经节的时候，我想问题就会很清楚了。
So the picture,
我们来看这个图画。
Zachariah was a young man.
在这个时候，撒加利亚是一个年轻人。
The history says this.
圣经历史告诉我们。
The Israelites, they came back from Babylon to Jerusalem.
当以色列人他们从被掳之地巴比伦归回到耶路撒冷的时候
，and with Zerubbabel and Jeshua,
所罗巴伯和约书亚是带领的
，and they came.
他们回来了。
They put the foundation of the house of God.
他们建立了圣殿的根基。
Because it was burned down before.
因为圣殿在巴比伦以前的时候，他们已经把它拆毁。
For 70 years.
有七十年之久。
Now they came back.
现在七十年之后，他们回来了。
They lay the foundation of the house of God.
他们重新建立了神圣殿的根基。
And then, because of the objections of the local people.
因为当地的人的反对。
And they even went to the king.
这些当地人的反对，他们把这个控告递到了当时的王的那里。
Yeah, and so they had to stop.
所以他们圣殿重建圣殿的工作就暂停了。
And for tens of years.
他们暂停了有十多年。
And gradually, people over there they started to take care of own thing, their own thing.
逐渐的，这些回来要重建圣殿的人，他们就开始注意他们自己的事情了。
And then after a while.
这样子过了一段
The Lord Jehovah moved the heart of two prophets
神就感动两个先知的心
To speak to the Israelites
就是让这两个先知对从被掳之地归回的以色列人来讲话
At Jerusalem
就是在被掳归回到以色列的人
One is an old prophet by the name of Haggai
有一个是年长的先知名字叫哈该
And the other is a young man by the name of Zechariah
另外一个就是年轻的先知名字叫做撒加利亚
So when we read chapter 4 of Zechariah
所以我们看撒加利亚书第四章的时候
The Lord showed Zechariah a picture
神就给撒加利亚看见一幅图画
And he was sleeping
撒加利亚当时那个时候是好像在睡觉当中
So he was awakened
所以他好像人从睡觉中被唤醒一样
The Lord showed Zechariah a picture
神就给他看一幅图画。
The picture is a picture of a lampstand all of gold.
撒加利亚所看见的这幅图画就是一个金的灯台。
But not only that.
不单单看见一个金灯台。
There are two olive trees on either side. I mean, two olive trees, one on either side of the lampstand.
而且就还看见金灯台的旁边各有一棵橄榄树。
And then the Lord asked Zechariah, "Do you understand what this thing is?"
所以主就问撒加利亚，你晓得不晓得这个？图画的意思是
Zechariah says, Lord, I don't.
所以撒加利亚回答说，主啊，我不知道是什么意思。
So the Lord told Zechariah.
所以主就告诉撒加利亚说
This lampstand is the house of God.
这个金的灯台就是神的家，神的殿。
And is built not by might nor by power.
而这个神的家，神的殿，不是靠着势力，也不是靠着能力。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
乃是靠着神的灵而建。
As you know, at that time, the house of God was not there.
我们都知道在当时给撒加利亚看这个意象的时候神的圣殿还没有建起来呢
It was burned down 70 years ago
七十年以前那个圣殿被完全的被烧毁
But the Lord showed Zechariah
但神告诉撒加利亚说
The house will be built
神的圣殿要重新被建
It's not by might nor by power
但不是因着势力不是依靠才能
But by the Spirit of the Lord
只是因着神的灵才能够 才得被建
And then the Lord said something else
然后主又跟着说
But Zechariah's curiosity is on something else.
但是撒加利亚他的好奇心却是在另外的一个事情上。
So when the Lord finished what he said, which we don't have time to read today,
当时神跟撒加利亚讲完了这个圣殿重建圣殿这件事情之后
，The Lord said a few things.
主又讲了几件事情，在重建圣殿的几件事。
But then Zechariah said, "Lord, what does these two olive trees mean?"
当神把这几句话讲完之后，撒加利亚就问天使：“那边上的两棵橄榄树到底是什么意思
？”And the Lord didn't answer.
第一次，神并没有回答他。
And then Zechariah asked again.
接着，撒加利亚又第二次再问那两棵树。
Lord, what does these two olive branches mean?
那灯台所谓的两棵橄榄树是什么意思
？And then the Lord started to answer him.
这个时候，神就开始来回答撒加利亚。
And the Lord said, "These two olive trees." Are the two scents of oil?
神就跟他说，这两棵橄榄树是表示着两个膏油之子。
Who stand in front of the Lord of whole earth?
这两个膏油之子是势力在站在主的面前。
Now, when Zechariah was asking the Lord about the olive trees,
当撒加利亚问神是问这两棵橄榄树
，It's very something very strange.
但是很有意思的是
，It's obvious.First of all, it's obvious the tree is olive tree.
很显然，在撒加利亚看来，这两棵树就是两棵橄榄树。
But there's something strange.
但这里有一个有意思的事情是
，From the olive tree, there's something coming out.
就是从这两棵橄榄枝里面有东西出来。
Now that something coming out is gold.
而且这出来的东西是金子。
Now in the Bible, in a lot of translations, it says golden colored oil.
在很多的圣经的翻译的版本都把它翻译成是出来的是金子颜色的油。
But in the original language and some of the versions very faithfully just keep it. It's just simply gold.
但是在圣经的原文里面也有些早期的很忠实的版本翻译的时候就是按照原文的本意翻的流出来的不是油流出来的是金子。
So you see a lampstand.
所以我们看见的是金灯台。
Pure gold.
是纯金做的。
And you see two olive trees on two sides.
我们看见一边有一棵橄榄树。
And then you see there's a duct going from the olive tree into the bowl of the lampstand.
而且我们看见从这个橄榄树有枝子一直到这个金灯台。
And this channel feeds into the bowl of the lampstand.
从橄榄树的这个枝子出来一直伸到这个金灯台里面。
And what's being fed into the oil is nothing but gold.
从两根橄榄树里面流出来的流到金灯台里面的那个油实际上是金子。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know, the purpose of the lampstand is not just to sit there and be pretty.
我们知道金灯台的本意不是只是在那里好看而已做装饰。
The purpose of the lampstand is so that there's a light on top.
灯台的意思是要在那里发光。
And the whole purpose of the lampstand is for the light.
而且所有的这个灯台的唯一的目的就是为了给出光。
Now here the Lord shows Zechariah that a lampstand.
所以神在这里让撒迦利亚看见这一个金的灯台。
And the lampstand is what the Lord showed to Zechariah.
这个金的灯台是神给撒迦利亚看见的。
But in Zechariah's heart, in the whole time, he was worried about the house of God.
因为在那个时候，撒迦利亚的心里面火热是为了神的家。
And it wasn't there.
但那个时候在当时在耶路撒冷里面还没有神的圣殿。
Now the Lord gave his heart a burden to encourage Zerubbabel and the rest of Israelites to rebuild the house of God.
神已经激动了所罗巴伯的心，使得他们这些被掳归回的人要在耶路撒冷重建神的圣殿。
So the Lord told Zechariah, the house of God it ought to be a lampstand.
所以神就透过撒迦利亚跟撒迦利亚说，这个神的圣殿。里面实在是要有这个灯，有灯台。
神圣殿自己就是灯台。
神圣殿自己就是灯台。
Yeah, the whole house of God is a lampstand.
神的家本身就是一个灯台。
And it has to shine out the light.
它的目的就是要发光。
And then the lampstand is all of gold.
而且这个灯台必须是由纯金做的。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the Old Testament.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们读旧约的时候
，Whenever gold is mentioned，
只要那里提到黄金
，like in the temple，
就是像那个在圣殿里面的黄金
，like previously in the tabernacle，
就是在这个会幕里面的黄金
，and like in the ark，
就像在一个约柜是用纯金
，like on top of the ark，
就像这个约柜的盖子是用
，like the mercy seat，
就像那个施恩座
，everything，
所有这些东西
about the nature and the character of God。
所有这些黄金做的东西都在讲到就是神的本性。
There's nothing on earth which they found to be able to represent God except for gold.
在世上找不到任何东西可以拿来和神的个性来比较除了黄金。
It is the most bright.
因为这是最明亮的。
It's almost don't fade.
而且它是从来也不会失色的。
And it's most heavy.
而且也是最重的
and it lasts forever.
而且是最有价值是持续到永久的
So at the Old Testament time they used gold to represent the character and nature of God.
所以在旧约的时候讲到神的特性神的特质的时候常常是用黄金做
And in the New Testament time whenever we think about our Lord Jesus we think about gold.
在新约的时候每当我们想到我们的主耶稣基督的时候我们也常常是用黄金做
So pure, so bright.
这样的纯洁，这样的明亮
，and so weighty，
而且这样的有价值
，and so long lasting，
这样的持续到永久。
And there, the Lord showed Zechariah.
所以在这里面，神把这一个显现给撒迦利亚。
The house of God should be like gold.
神的家是要有黄金的特性。
And it should be a lampstand.
而且要像一个灯台一样。
It doesn't exist by itself.
不单单的是它自己 不单单是为了他自己的美丽在那里存在。
The purpose of the lampstand is to shine out the light.
灯台的目的不是为装饰，只是为着发光。
Now there's something that goes into the lampstand.
但是是有东西进入这个灯台的。
In order that the light can shine bright.
是为着使这个灯台能够发光。
Now what goes into the lampstand?
那么进入灯台使灯台能够发光的是什么
？The two cents oil pours in gold.
就是这两个膏油之子是把油。倒入这个灯台。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we see a picture here.
所以我们看见的这个是这样的一幅图画。
In order for the lampstand to shine,
为着要使这个金的灯台能够发
光 something has to go in.
必须要有东西流入这个灯台。
Now, the only thing that goes in order to light, to the light, for the light to shine,
要使灯台能够发光而流入这灯台的东西只能是
gold.
只能是那个黄金。
So, brothers and sisters, you see, not anything goes into the lampstand.
所以弟兄姐妹们，并不是随便的什么东西都可以流入这个金灯台的。
It is not wood or hay or stubble.
草木和秸的所有的东西都不能进入这个灯台。
It is not something you buy from the world.
而且也事实上我们可能买到的这些东西也绝对不能够进入这个金灯台。
It is gold and gold only.
只能是黄金，而且是唯有黄金才能够进入这个金
灯台。This is what the Lord Jehovah showed Zechariah.
这就是神向撒加利亚所显示的图画。
Now, what does gold mean to us today?
在今天对我们来讲，这个黄金的意味是什么
？Now, brothers and sisters, we all serve.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都在服侍。
We all serve in the house of God.
我们每个人都多多少少在神的家里面有服侍。
And thank the Lord, we all love to serve.
感谢主，我们每一个人也是那里喜乐的、愿意的来服侍。
But what do we serve with?
但是我们是靠什么来服侍
？Now, can we just, you know, my brother is serving, I'm serving, I don't like the way he served, I beat him up.
像我们弟兄，我们两个都在这里服侍，但因为我不喜欢他服侍的方式，所以我就在这里责怪他。
So I knock on his head. You know, you're not doing this according to the Bible.
所以我在那里就敲他的头，我说你做的不对，圣经里根本不是这样说的。
You know, why don't you learn for another 10 years, then serve?
为什么你我想你实在是应该回去好好再学十年然后再来
Now, my brother is fine.
但我想我的弟兄
是 OK.
可能觉得还可以
So my brother is fine, but I am not serving the Lord with gold.
但实际上是我在这里因为我对我弟兄的这样的评价是我没有用黄金在这里服侍
I'm only serving the Lord with my own temper.
因为我只是服侍神是靠着我自己的脾气秉性
my own knowledge
是靠我自己的知识
my understanding of the Bible
只是靠我自己那微薄的对神的理解
my insistence on certain principle
而且是只是我自己的对某些原则的执着
that is not gold
但所有这些出于自己的东西都不是黄金
that is just wood and hay and stubble
这都是那些草木和秸的东西
brothers and sisters this thing is extremely practical
所以弟兄姐妹们今天讲到的事情是非常的实际的
what do we serve?In the house of God,
我们在神的家里面彼此服侍的时候，我们拿出来的是什么来服侍
？With our own experience,
是我们个人的属灵的经历呢
？With our own understanding,
是我们个人对圣经的理解呢
？With our own insistence,
还是我们个人的执着
？With me and me and me,
到底是我自己的，还是出于我自己的，还都是以我自己的为原则呢
？Or do we serve with gold?
还是？我们彼此服侍的时候是因着里面的黄金
So this to me is extremely practical
所以对我而言这个图画和这节经节是非常的实际的
Now when we turn to Romans chapter 12
我们现在来看罗马书十二章
This verse that to offer your bodies a living sacrifice is something very familiar
这是我们大家每一个人都非常熟悉的，就是把身体献上当做活祭。
And I believe, you know, by the grace of the Lord, we all are willing to do that.
我相信，因着神的，我们每个人蒙受了神的恩典，我们也愿意把身体献上当做活祭。
Now, if one is not a bit willing to do this,
但如果有人有一点点的不愿意的话
，No, if there's one who doesn't have any heart to offer to the Lord.
如果有人这里没有任何的心意要把自己奉献出来
And I believe you will not be here this morning.
如果你是这样的话我相信你今天不会坐在这里
So all of us have a heart to offer to the Lord.
所以我相信我们每一个人或多或少我们都有一点的心意要把自己奉献出来。
Now of course the first verse of Romans 12 is very comprehensive and very complete statement.
我们知道罗马书十二章的第一节是非常沉重的，是非常完整的一句话。
To offer my body a living sacrifice.
就是要把我的身体献上，当成一个活的祭物。
I'm sorry, our bodies a living sacrifice.
帮着把我们的身体献上，当做一个活的祭物。
Yeah, that means, you know, we offer ourselves to the Lord.
是我们每一个人的具体的自己，把我们自己奉献出来。
He is the master, no longer I.
也就是说，因为我们奉献，那就主自己，他就是我们的主人。
And the other side of the coin is we offer ourselves to Him, that we are no longer our own boss.
也就是说，当我们自己把自己奉献出来的时候，我们就不再做自己的主了。
So this verse is something that I believe it has sunk in all of us.
我相信这些经节我们大家都非常熟悉，已经在我们心里都铭记了。
But I believe the Lord raised circumstances again and again in our life to test us.
但是神不断地在我们周围兴起环境来试验我们，让我们晓得我们到底对这句话的理解程度是什么。
And to prove this,
来
to be true.
来查验，来证明神的话实在是真实。
Now,
我们自己是不是真实。
Lately, where I meet, the Lord has moved us to move to a different place to meet.
最近在我参加的那一个聚会里面，神要让我们去搬到另外一个聚会的地方。
Yeah, there was an opportunity that came up, so the Lord has moved our heart for a long time to look for a place that we can freely gather instead of having to worry about other people's schedule.
我们神在我们心里面已经有很长一段时间让给我们一个感动，就是我们应当再找一个不同的另外一个聚会的环境，这样可以我们能够比较自由的安排我们敬拜的时间，不来受别人的时间的影响。
So it's actually a building.
特别是我们要找一个地方。
So we have to buy the building. Nowadays in Los Angeles, if you buy a building, it's astronomical.
就是我们需要买一个建筑物，在洛杉矶那里，现在要买一个地方的话，实在是非常的昂贵。
So it's very very expensive, but on the other hand, the Lord moved the hearts of brothers and sisters that to go in to open an escrow to buy the building.
一方面，尽管那里非常的昂贵，但是神却感动我们的弟兄姐妹那里就开始着手做这方面的事情。
Now, when we think about this matter of offering, I mean, this is just one opportunity.That the Lord proves our willingness to offer ourselves.
这个时候就是神给我们的一个机会，让我们来看我们到底愿意奉献出来给神有多少。
Yeah, and this, as I said, this is just one opportunity, one occasion.
这只是一个方面，或者是一个地方，神让我们自己来查验的。
And you may have other occasions. You may have other a need.
在我们教会当中，也许我们每个人所遇到的这个环境是不一样的。
Yeah, but the Lord tests us.
但是神借着这一切的机会来查验我们
，to prove us，
就是让我们来晓得
，to so that we can move a step further，
就使我们能够晓得我们愿意不愿意，我们能够更与神能够更关系能够更近。
In this matter of offering myself a living sacrifice，
就是在我们把身体献上当做活祭这件事上，愿意不愿意能够往前更走进一步。
And over the past our escrow is 3 months, and then right now it's like almost 6 months now.
在我们过去的3个月，差不多到现在已经有6个月了，在我们买糖的这件事情上面。
And we thank the Lord that He provided very abundantly.
我们感谢神，神丰丰富富的预备了。
Yeah, we are now only about 50,000 from the original lack.
我们现在和我们要买的总的价值要付完，我们大概还只欠5万块。
Yeah.At the beginning, 3 months ago, I may as well just tell you, like 6 months ago, April, when we started, we were short by about 800,000.
在我们四月份开始的时候，我们要买这个糖的时候，我们差不多要缺80万的钱。
So what I observe, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord for that.
所以透过这个事情，我实在是观察到我的弟兄姐妹们为着神，我实在是感谢他。
You know, some brothers who is just about to retire.
为了他们，我要感谢神，因为像有些人，他们已经到了退休的年纪。
And nowadays, you know, the retirement doesn't worth very much.
现在我们大家都晓得，这个退休金实在是是不值，已经不值什么钱，不值几个钱。
Yet they gave.
但是他们在这样的情况里面，他们仍然是慷慨的奉献。
And there were a family who is merchant.
那些有些家里是做生意的。
The business in April and May wasn't very good.
我们知道今年四五月就开始的时候，经济已经开始不好。
And yet they gave.
但是这些家庭，他们仍然在那里慷慨的奉献。
And these young students,
甚至有些年轻的学生
，I believe they have to save money.
我相信他们是在那里比较节俭的过日子。
I believe they have to forego their movies.
他们在那里省钱是要想看电影的，这个放弃他们的电影。
Yeah, they have to give up their movies.
他们放弃他们的电影。
Maybe they have to give up a trip to somewhere.
也许他们也要放弃他们计划的旅行。
They gave.
但是他们就是这样子，他们仍然愿意节俭。
The last day of the escrow.
在我们最后一天呢，要把它这个结束，这个付账这个日子。
It's supposed to be a Wednesday.
应该是礼拜三。
And Tuesday we have our prayer meeting.
在那个礼拜二的时候，我们有这个祷告会。
So everybody understand.That's the last day, and tomorrow we have the building.
每个人都知道，这今天是最后一天了。明天我们就开始有新的自己的。
After the prayer meeting,
这个祷告会之后
，a little young sister came to me.
有个年轻的小姊妹。
He had a little envelope.
他有一个小小的信封。
And he said, "Brother, is it too late?"
他说：“弟兄啊，是不是太晚了？”
And I said, "Of course not."
我就跟他说：“我说当然不晚。”
He gave me an envelope.
他就把那个信封给我。
It's not a check.
那里面并没有支票。
I can feel it.
我能感受到这个信封里面。
There are just a few bills there.
那只是几张纸币。
It really warmed my heart.
就是那一点点奉献，实在使我心里面感动。
You know the Lord tests us.
因为神。借着这一切的事情查验我们
，not to prove that we are wrong，
不是在那里说我们做错了什么
，but to prove that we can indeed follow him。
实在是他要我们自己晓得，我们还可以跟神能够更进一步。
Now these brothers and sisters，
现在弟兄姐妹们
，these brothers and sisters， when I think about it before the Lord，
当我在神的面前思念我的弟兄姐妹的时候
，I thank the Lord for that。
为着他们，我感谢神。
Now these little money。
这些他们所付出的这个小钱。
You know, one of these days, the building may be blown away by hurricane.
也许有一天，这个会因着自然灾害或哪样，这个建筑物会不在。
Or earthquake.
或者是地震的原因。
But that doesn't matter.
但所有这些东西都无所谓。
The value of this whole exercise.
在所有弟兄姐妹们透过这个事情所表现出来的价值。
Is not in the physical building.
不是在一个外在的物质上的体现。
The physical building will not stay there forever.
我们知道外在的物质上的建筑物不能够永存。
But the value in the eyes of the Lord.
但是这些弟兄姐妹们他们所奉献出来的在神的眼里的价值。
And also in the eyes of all brothers and sisters watching.
而且在所有弟兄姐妹身上所感受出来的价值。
Is indeed they have offered.
这是实实在在的他们的奉献。
You know, when at that time I was reading a secondCorinthians chapter 8, where Paul talks about offering.
那个时候我是读到哥林多后书那里保罗讲到奉献的时候。
It's very, very interesting what Paul said.
保罗在那里讲的是很有意思的，他是这么说。
You offer yourself to the Lord.
你们是把自己献上。
And then you offer.
然后你再来把你的金钱献上。
So what these brothers and sisters were doing.
所以在我们教会那些弟兄姐妹们他们所做的事。
Is they had offered themselves to the Lord.
就是他们先把自己奉献出来。
You know, after that, they can offer money to the Lord.
然后就会有自然而然的，他们把他们的金钱奉献。
It could be just two little pennies.
也许只是两个小钱。
But the Lord remembers every penny.
但是在神的眼里面，神却纪念。
One thing more wonderful.
更美妙的是。
Is because they have offered.
因为他们的奉献。
The Lord is able to do something in their heart and mind.
神就在他们的奉献的这些人的心里面就可以做工。
And the language of Romans chapter 12.
所以罗马书十二章这里说
it is the Lord is saying renewing their mind.
神说是要心意更新。
If we are not willing to offer ourselves to the Lord,
如果我们不愿意把自己奉献出来的
you know what you are holding on?
那么我们自己牢牢抓住的是什么
You are holding on is me.
我们自己牢牢抓住的是我们的己
is I.
就是我们自己的这个
is what I think.
是我们自己的想法
what is my opinion.
是我们自己的观念
my experience.
是我们自己的经历
Now if we hold on to that,
如果我们把这个抓得紧的话
the Lord is not able to renew our mind.
神就不可能使我们的心意更新了。
You may be very knowledgeable.
也许我们圣经的知识很丰富。
20 years later, you're still going to be that knowledgeable.
但是二十年以后，我们的知识也仍然只停留在这一步。
But the Lord is not able to move us one inch inside.
在这二十年里面，神就不能使我们对他的认识有更进一步的认识。
But when we offer ourselves to the Lord.
但如果我们愿意把自己奉献出来给
We said, Lord, you are my master.
我们愿意跟神说，主，你是我的主。
And Lord.I am nothing.
神，我实在什么都不是。
And I'm worth nothing.
我也什么都不值。
And I'm totally willing to open myself to you.
我愿意把我自己完全的放下，为着你。
And then the Lord started to do things in my heart and my mind.
只有这样，神才能够在我们的心和意上面更新和变化。
And this is what Romans 12 says: renewing your mind.
所以，因着这个，罗马书十二章这里说要心意更新而变化。
We have to.Offer ourselves a living sacrifice first.
我们首先要愿意把自己当作活祭摆。
Then the Lord is able to change our mind, to renew our mind.
然后神才会可能在我们身上使我们做心意更新。
And to change the mind that is full of the world, full of death, and full of self.
要使我们的心意更新，从一个满了世界、满了死亡、满了自己的这一个心意。
To a mind that is open to Him.
更新而变化到一个朝着神是开放的一个心。
Then we can start to understand what he wants, what
he
means by what he said.
然后我们才有可能来明白神要在我们身上所做的，神所对我们所说的到底是什么。
Because our Lord Jehovah, our Lord Jesus Christ, they are not of this world.
因为我们的神，我们的主，他不是出于这个世界。
No matter how smart you are.
无论我们是怎样的聪明
No matter how smart I am
无论我是怎样的聪明
I'm not able to You are not able to understand anything like God's
你和我都不可能靠我们自己头脑来明白了解来认识神
So only when we offer ourselves to the Lord
但只有当我们自己愿意把我们自己奉献出来给神的时候
Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm yours
我们愿意跟神说主啊你我是属于你的
My mind is yours
我愿意把我的头脑交出来属于你
My heart is yours
愿意把我的心交出来给你
And then the Lord, the wisest, is able to do things in our mind
然后那个主那个最有智慧的主才有可能在我们的身上做工
Now, prior to this, there is one verse I want to particularly mention maybe to my young brothers and sisters
在这个经节之前，我愿意跟大家分享另外一节经节，特别是对年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And there it says, "Do not be conformed to the world."
因为这里说到是不要效法这个世界。
Now, oftentimes I thought to myself,
我自己常常说，我甚至常常对我自己讲。
Now, if I come over here, I have to ride on the airplane.
如果我要到你们当中来的时候，我首先要坐飞机。
I have to buy an airline ticket.
那我就要买票了吗
？You know, in order to feed my wife and my grandchildren, I have to go work.
我为着使我的家里桌上有食物，我就必须还要去做工。
And everything I do have to do with the world.
所有这些飞机、买票、这个做工这些事情都是和世界有关的。
So what does it mean by do not be conformed to the world?
那么这里说不要效法这个世界，它的意思到底是什么
？Now Brother Paul gave us a verse that to me was very helpful.
保罗弟兄这里告诉我们一些经节是非常有意思的，对我来讲非常有帮助。
He called this thing the spirit of the world.
他称为这个世界是说这个世界的灵。
Now the world itself we have to live in.
我们仍然是要活在这个世界上。
You cannot get out.
我们不能离开这个世界。
When you have a headache, you have to go to Savon, whatever you call it today, to buy some pills. You cannot be without the world. You have to go to the supermarket.
你要头疼的话，你就要去药房买药，你要去超市这些事情，所以你是不能够离开这个世界。
You have to learn anything, you have to go to school.
你要学一切的记忆的话，你要去上学，去学校。
But Lord Jesus said, you are in this world, but not of the world.
但主跟我们说，我们是在这个世界，却不属这个世界。
Yeah, not of this world.
我们并不是属于这个世界。
That means the world doesn't have a hold on you.
那就是说，这个世界对我们，它并没有一个捆绑。
And yet,When Brother Paul talks about the spirit of the world,
当保罗在这里说是不要效法这个世界的时候，他是在讲到世界的灵。
And that with this spirit of the world, the world can get hold of us.
是因着这个有世界的这个灵，所以世界就会在我把我们牢牢的控制住。
I think according to the world spirit.
我想是。如果我们思考是根据世界的灵的
I feel according to the spirit of the world,
如果我们也感觉根据世界的灵来感觉来感受的时
候 I do things, I judge.
如果我们做事情也根据世界的灵来做的话
according to the thinking, the heart of the world.
而且如果我们一切事情都根据世界的灵来做的话
Now who want to forgive anybody?
那么我们怎么才能够我们就不可能来原谅别人
Yeah, and then is it true that everybody should be born a selfish person? If I don't take care of myself, who's going to take care of me?
我想这个是我们都生来都是自私的。如果我不照顾好自己的话，如果我不顾我自己，那没有人来顾我。
If we think this way,
如果我们是这样思想的
，If we think I'm smarter than anybody else,
如果我们认为我是比别人聪明
，Brothers and sisters, everybody in the world does that.
要知道世界上的每一个人，他们都是这样的。为了自己而死，为了自己而生存。
What does assertive mean? Assertive.
什么是
Just assertive.
什么是 assertive?
Assertive means I want what I want.
就是我认定了我要我所要。
Yeah. The world says unless you're assertive, you're not going to get anywhere.
所以世人的话说是如除非你自己认定了你的。你不可能得到你自己所要的东西。
Brothers and sisters, if we are controlled by things like this, by thoughts like this,
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们的心思是被着这样的观念而控制的
，if we are governed by thoughts like this,
如果我们的心思是受着这样子的观念的约束的
，it is not the world, it is the spirit of the world.
那么我们就不是单就不只单单的在世上，而是我们是属于这个世界了。
It is a power.
而且我们就被着世界的灵的能力而控制。
It is a power that gets control of us.
这个是世界当中这个灵的能力就把我们控制住了。
This statement is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们来看哥林多前书第二章。
Verse 12.
第十二节那里说。
This is Brother Paul, this is the Apostle Paul said.
这里使徒保罗对我们这么讲。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
哥林多前书第二章的第十二节。
What we have received is not the spirit of the world.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵。
So he mentioned this thing called the spirit of the world.
他这里所说的是世上的灵，世界的灵。
And then he said, what we have received is something else.
然后他说，我们所领受的是另外一个东西。
This something else is able to make us understand what God has given us.
而我们所领受的这个另外的一个东西，使我们才能够明白关乎神的事情。
What is this something else?
那么我们所领受的这个另外的一个事情是什么呢
？It is the Spirit from God.
就是我们所领受的乃是从神来的灵。
Now with it, we can understand what God has given to us in His grace.
叫我们能够知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
So, brothers and sisters.The spirit, I mean, we live in this world, no way out.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是活在世上，我们是不能够离开这个世上。
But you and I need to be set free from the spirit of the world.
但是你和我，我们需要脱离世界对我们的捆绑。
Do you live for the world?
我们到底是为着世上而活
？Or do you live for the Lord?
我们还是为着主而活
？Do you live for very temporary things?
我们是为着这些。暂时的属世的事情上这些事物而活呢
Or do you live with a hope for eternity?
我们还是为着那盼望的永久而活
So may the Lord set us free from this thing called the spirit of the world
愿意神使我们从这个属世的灵世界的灵得自由
And then here Paul says
Do
not be conformed to this world.
然后保罗就说，因着这个，保罗就说，不要效法这个世界。
Let your mind be transformed and renewed.
只要你的心意更新而变化。
So that you know what is the good, perfect, and pleasing will of God.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then Paul mentioned something very practical.
然后保罗接下去讲一些很具体的事情。
Now, if we understand these things practical,
如果我们明白这些具体的事情的时候，
and then we'll have a feel what can practically be this goal that the sons of oil are producing.
我们才能够明白这个膏油之子他所生产出来的、产生出来这些黄金到底是个什么样的意思。
What is that goal?
那样子的黄金是指什么？
Now, is it possible that you and me are able to produce gold?
在你和我，我们有没有可能制造黄金出来？
And so he in verse 3 Paul says something very interesting.
在罗马书十二章第三节这里，保罗讲了很有意思的事情，是说。
And there are two key words in this verse.
在这个第三节这里面有两个关键的词。
One word is grace.
一个就是恩典。
The other word is faith.
另外一个就是信心。
Now in verse 3, this is what Paul said.
在第三节里面，保罗是这样讲。
So, there's something I want to tell you.
就是有个事情我愿意告诉你们。
Now, I want to tell you, do not think too highly of yourself.
我要告诉你们就是不要把自己看得太高。
And why I want to tell you this?
为什么我要对你们这样说呢？
Because there is a grace that's given to me.
是因为我在我里面有一个恩典。
God gave me this grace.
神赐给我这样一个恩典。
And I feel compelled to tell you this.
所以因着我被恩典的感动，我愿意要跟你来，要跟你讲这样的话。
Do not think too highly of yourself.
就是不要把自己看自己过于所当看的。
On the other hand,
换句话。
On the other side,
另外一方面，
you want to think yourself wise.
就是我们要把自己看得要看得智慧一点，看得合乎中道。
Yeah. And because God has done one thing.
因为神在我们身上做了一件事。
God has given each one of us a measure of faith.
就是神给我们每一个人按照我们的身量给了我们的信心。
Now, in the Chinese Bible, I think the emphasis is probably slightly off.
我想中文圣经的翻译在这个翻译的重点上面和原文上的有一点点的差异。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it says you can think wisely according to the big or small of your faith.
中文的翻译是说，你要根据你信心的大或小，把自己看得很不重要。
But in the real meaning, if you touch the sense of this sentence, what Paul is really saying is, look, the Lord has given each one of us a measure of faith.
但是这个原文本身，这个保罗的原意是说，你看，看神是给我们每一个人有信心。
Everyone is given a measure of faith.
神给我们每一个人按照我们个人的身量有信心。
You cannot say you don't have a measure of faith.
我们不能够说我们没有这样的信心。
Yeah, in another word, you know, when you cook, you have to put salt.
就是说，当你比如说你做饭的时候，你要往里加盐。
Now you can put salt a little bit more or salt a little bit less.
你可以多放一点或者少放一点。
It doesn't matter whether more or less. You have to put salt.
无论我们放的多或者少，我们菜里终归是要加盐。
So here the Lord is saying, what Paul is saying, because the Lord has given each one of us a measure of faith.
因为神跟我们说，他给我们每一个人按照我们个人的身量赐给我们信心。
In another word, you cannot say you have not received any measure of faith.
所以我们就不能够说我们还没有从神那里得到信心。
Now with this grace and with this faith,
因着有恩典，也因着我们按照我们个人的身量的信心。
Then we can see the picture clearly.
我们才能够把这个事情看得清楚。
Now what picture?
是要看把什么事情看到。
The picture is in the next couple of sentences.
这个下面这个所要看的清楚的事情就是后面几句话呀。
It says that although we are many, we are one body in Christ.
那里就说，尽管我们人多，但是我们都在一个身体里面。
And each one is a member of each other.
而且我们是互相联络做肢体。
So what Paul is saying is this: Do not think yourself too highly.
所以保罗说，不要把自己看得过于所当看的。
And if you are wise, if you believe the Lord, if you have this little measure of faith,
如果你是有智慧的，如果你信主，如果你里面有神所量给你按着你身量大小的信心，
you can see a picture of the body of Christ.
你就能够看见神的身体。
Now I am only a little member of the house, of the body.
你自己只是神这么大的一个身体里面的一个微小的肢体。
Now, brother and sister, each one has a function in the body.
所以弟兄姐妹们，每一个人都在这个身体里面有他肢体的功用。
I'm not any greater than my brother and my sister.
我并不因着我自己就比其他的弟兄姐妹的肢体的功用就大。
Now, I cannot be without them, without any one of them.
而且我还离不开我的弟兄姐妹这个肢体。
You know, just try. If somebody just cut your nail a little bit too deep, I mean, you'll be suffering for the next 10 days.
就想一想，你试一试。如果你自己剪指甲剪得过深的时候，那么你接下来好几天都会不舒服。
So we cannot be with each other.
所以我们不能够离开我们的肢体。
The body of Christ cannot be without this little nail.
作为一个耶稣的身体，这作为一个耶稣身体，我们不可能离开这一个小小的指甲。
So to me, it seems that Paul is saying, "Look, if you really believe in the Lord."
所以保罗在跟我们说，说我如果你和我，我们是真的信主。
Remember, you have this measure of faith that God has given you.
要晓得，我们神已经按照我们的身量赐给我们每一个人。
Then you can see that we are the body of Christ.
那么我们就应当能够看见，我们彼此在主的里面是肢体。
And we are one body in Christ.
我们是在主耶稣的这一个身体的里面。
And me to you and you to me are members.
你和我都是肢体。
I cannot be without you, you cannot be without me.
而且是我们都是不可少的肢体。
So this is what Paul says, by faith you can see this.
所以保罗说，因着神所量给你的信心，量给我们的信心，我们应当能够看见这一点。
This is the word faith.
所以看见这一点，这里就说是要用信心。
Now, prior to, at the beginning of the sentence, there's the word grace.
在这个保罗讲到信心之前，他先讲到那个恩典。
Now, Paul did not say, okay, brothers and sisters, I have served the Lord for 20 years now.
保罗并不是这样说，他不是说我在主的面前我已经服侍有二十年了。
You know, I walk more bridges than the miles that you have walked.
所以我在主里面的走的过的桥比你走的路都长。
And therefore, believe me,
所以你应当信我。
I have...According to my experience, I tell you this.
根据我在主里面的那些经历，我告诉你，你不要看自己过于所当看。
Or see, look, I have been a great guy in my school.
或者说，保罗也没有这样说，是因为我以前上学的时候，我学习成绩是非常的好。
I'm very, very smart. You see,
我是超乎一般人的那样的聪明。
So I'm telling you this truth by my wisdom.
所以我告诉你的是我自己所根据我的智慧所分析出来的
or by my knowledge
是根据我自己的知识所得来的
he didn't say that
保罗并没有这样子讲
he said I'm exhorting you by the grace of God
所以保罗这里说我凭着我所赐我的恩典我对你这样说
Francis what does that mean by the grace of God that he will exhort us
保罗这里说我凭着所赐我的恩我愿意跟你们这样说，到底是什么意思
？Grace is a loaded word.
这里所说的，我蒙的恩典，这个恩典里面实在是有丰丰富富的含义。
Of course, it means the love of God.
当然，这个恩典这里面讲到的是我们是蒙受神的爱。
You know, because the love of God to Paul, so Paul has this burden to tell brothers and sisters this thing.
因为神如此的爱保罗，保罗蒙受这样的爱，所以他里面有这样的感动。要来对弟兄姐妹说话。
And also because the Lord in the past, in the 20 years, the Lord has led Paul to so that he knows how to serve the Lord.
也不单单的是因为保罗在过去的二十年里面，他怎样的服侍神，在神面前有丰富的经历。
He knows the heart and mind of the Lord.
他认识神的心意，认识神的感情。
That's part of the grace also.
这是保罗所蒙受的恩典的一部分。
But the word grace that Paul means is bigger than all this.
但这里保罗所提到，他说我照所赐的恩，这个恩典要比刚才这些还要来的更多。
We know for one thing that grace does not come from you, does not come from me.
首先我们知道恩典绝对不是从你从我从人来的。
It doesn't come from a group of people either.
恩典也绝对不是从一个团体来的。
Grace only comes from God.
恩典只是单单从神来。
Now we can come to a little better focus.
如果我们把我们的眼睛注视的更聚焦一点。
It not only comes from God.
我们就看见恩典只是从神来。
The very, very specifically, it also says that grace only comes from Jesus Christ.
特别是圣经讲到恩典只是从耶稣基督来。
In His grace we have received grace upon grace.
因为在他的恩典里面，我们都丰丰富富的领受了。
This is Gospel of John chapter 1.
这是约翰福音第一章所告诉的。
Maybe we take a look at that.
我们来看看约翰福音一章。
Verse 16.
第16节那里说,
Now, in his fullness of grace that we have received, and grace upon grace,
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了, 而且恩上加恩。
So this talks about the riches of his grace,
这里讲到神恩典的丰富,
including love,
这里讲到了爱,
including what the Lord has led Paul to experience in the past so many years,
包括包括爱，包括神让保罗在过去二十年里面让他所经历、所感受的
，including the experience of the cross，
也包括这个他所经历的十字架
，the riches of his grace，
而且这里是说丰富的恩典。
But then the next sentence gives us a clue，
然后下面是说
，where does this grace come from？
说这个恩典是从哪里来的呢
？He says， law comes from Moses， but grace and truth comes。From Jesus Christ.
约翰福音一章的十七节下面说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Grace comes from Jesus Christ.
恩典是从耶稣基督来的。
And then he further says, no one has ever seen God before.
接下来说
，The only begotten Son in his bosom, he declares him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So, dear brothers and sisters, if we want to be really serious with the Lord,
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们对神是真的，是认真的话
，and we want to actually have a hook, you know, really get hold of His grace,
如果我们真的愿意来得着神的恩典的话
，now what do you want to get hold of?
那么我们要从神那里要抓住的是什么
？Here, the word of Apostle John says, grace comes only from Jesus Christ.
使徒约翰已经告诉我们，恩典只从耶稣基督来。
If we honor Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们敬重我们的主耶稣。
If we see His life,
如果我们看见他的生命。
If we know Him personally,
如果我们对他有了个人的经历的认识。
If we can identify ourselves with Him,
如果我们把我们自己与我们的主耶稣认同起来。
Grace of God flows into you, no limit.
我们就会有这样的经历，知道从神那里来的恩典就会透过我们来流出来，而且是无尽的。
So in a word,
也就是换句话说
，If you want to find one word that can equal grace,
如果你要再找到另外一个词可以和恩典相同的话等号的话
，And I believe that word is Jesus Christ.
我相信这一个词只能是耶稣基督。
This is what Paul was trying to tell us.
所以保罗试着来告诉我们。
And because of this grace, because it's Jesus Christ that has been given to me,
因着所赐我的恩，因着我所蒙受的这个恩典，因着主耶稣所给我的他自己
，because He is my life,
因着他是我生命的目的
，because He is overwhelming in my,
因为他在我的生命里面是这样的，这样的满溢出来
，because I cannot be without Him,
因为我离了他，我实在是不能活
，I cannot be without Him in my life.
在我的生命里面，我实在是离不了他。
I cannot be without him when I serve brothers and sisters.
当我实在是我实在是不能离开我的主耶稣，当我来服侍弟兄姐妹的时候。
With that,
因着这样一个恩典。
And with faith,
而且是基于所赐给我的这样一个信心。
And he's telling us,
所以我愿意告诉你们。
Do you see this picture?
所以你们愿意不愿意？你们有没有看见这幅图画
？The picture of the body of Christ.
是你们有没有在这个里面看见这幅图画
？Are you higher?
耶稣基督的身体。
Are you higher than any brother? Are you higher than any sister?
还是我们看见我们自己高于我们的弟兄或高于我们的姐妹
？Or do you see their worth in the body of Christ?
还是我们看见我们弟兄姐妹在主里面神所量给他们的那一份恩典
？So.This is what Paul is telling us at the beginning.
所以保罗在这罗马书里面十二章这里面一开始就这样的告诉我们。
Two words,
就是这两个词。
Grace,
一个是恩典。
Faith,
一个是信心。
And then grace is Christ Jesus Himself.
我们知道恩典就是耶稣基督。
And then he moves on to talk about real acting out of service in the house of God.
在这样的恩典和这样的信心里面，他下面就讲到。怎样当怎样的行事为人？
怎样的释放？
怎样释放
？Yeah, and that's in verse 6.
所以第六节是说。
So verse 6 again, there are two key words.
这里第六节也有两个关键词。
The two key words again is grace and faith.
这两个关键词还是恩典和信心。
And grace again means Jesus Christ.
而且这一个恩典仍然就是耶稣基督。
In whole.
而且是一个完整的
and in center
而且是他是中心
Jesus Christ is the grace in whole and the center
主耶稣是我们恩典的全部也是恩典的中心
So in verse 6 if you get hold of that we can start understand what he's trying to say over there
如果我们从这个角度来认识来理解的话我们从第六节就能够看见
Now in verse 6 Paul mentioned the gifts
在第六节里面保罗提到了一个恩赐
He says gifts we are all the Lord has given us different gifts
神给我们每一个人都有恩赐
Some can sing
有些人可以唱诗
Some can play music
有些人可以弹奏乐器
Some are very diligent
有些人是非常的认真
And some can take care of the poor ones
也有些人能够照料那些贫穷
And some can teach
有些人可以教导
Gift
这都是神所赐给我们个人的恩赐。
But then he said, these gifts are according to the grace of God.
但所有这些恩赐都是因着神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, there is a difference between grace and gifts.
弟兄姐妹们，在恩典和恩赐是有一个不同的。
Now your gift and my gifts are different.
你的恩赐和我的恩赐也许是不同的。
But the grace that's given to you and grace given to me is exactly the same.
但你所领受的恩典和我所领受的恩典是完全一样的。
They are all Jesus Christ Himself.
因为恩典都是指耶稣基督。
Now His love, His character, His everything.
是因为他的个性，他的个性，他的爱。
And then the gifts is different.
但是给每个人的恩赐却是不一样。
I cannot do what you do.
我不能够做你能够做。
Now in our fellowship, there's a sister who really can take care of the sick.
在我们的聚会当中，我们有一个姊妹，她实在是有关怀的恩赐，对那些有病的人。
She had taken care of a sister who had cancer for 6 years.
我们那个姊妹，她照料一个有癌症的姐妹，有六年之久。
And that sister doesn't have anybody take care of her, and she has to take care of her daughter.
那个照顾其那个另外一个有病的这个姐妹的。他自己没有人来照顾他，他还要照顾他自己的孩子。
So this sister for 6 years，
这样一个有恩赐的一个姐妹，有六年之久。
I have never seen her looking. I have never heard her complain.
我从来没有听见她在那有任何一句抱怨。
And nobody has to call her to remind her that, hey, look.Go take care of that sister. Nobody has to remind her.
而且没有任何一个人要打电话提醒她，是说她需要照料那个有癌症的姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, that gift I do not have.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我知道那个姐妹所有的恩赐我没有。
So everybody has different gifts.
所以每一个人，我们在神的面前领受了不同的恩赐。
There's also a brother.
我们教会还有一个弟兄。
He told me that years ago when he was young, he wanted to be today what you call a rock star.
他告诉我很多很多年以前，当他年轻的时候，他很想成为一个摇滚歌星。
May not be 摇滚 ，but is a singer because he sings so good.
但是他的声音实在是很好听。
And that gift I never have.
但是他这样的一个恩赐我是没有。
And I long to have that, but other people have told me you have no hope.
我也很想能够唱得好听，但是人家跟我说我大概希望不大。
But there's a difference between gifts and grace.
所以在恩典和恩赐上是有不同的。
A gift, you can do it, you can sing well.
有恩赐的话，那么你就可以 做一些事情，比如说你可以唱歌唱得很好。
But with grace,
但是凭着恩典
when you sing,
当你唱
other people shed tears.
别人就会从你的歌声里面能够受感动。
And then, when you minister to a sick sister,
当你那里服侍有病的弟兄姐妹的时候
and you have the gift, you have the energy, you can go take care of him because you may be a medic before, you can do a lot of things, you're gifted.
因为你有这样的恩赐，所以你就能够来照料他们，也许你有过医学方面的训练或怎么样，因为你有这样的技巧技能。
But yet you may be unhappy.
但是你尽管有这样的技巧或技能，但是你可能并不是快快乐乐的。
There are so many sisters in our fellowship.
在我们的聚会当中有很多的弟兄有很多的姐妹们
How come other people don't visit her?
但是为什么其他的人却没有去拜去照料那个有癌症的
How come it's me again?
为什么你会觉得为什么老师只是我自己去照料
Now, Today she has to go see a doctor
今天比如说今天她要去看医生
I'm busy too
今天我也很忙啊
My husband is angry today
我先生在家里还生我气呢
I have to take care of my husband
我要照顾我自己的家人
There's a lack of grace.
所以有这点的时候，我们知道这里面就缺乏了恩典。
But then, there's the grace that's given by the Lord.
但是我们知道恩典是从主耶稣来的。
And then you can go help the sick sister.
你是因着恩典，你就能够有能力去来帮助这一位在疾病当中的姊妹。
And you can bear all things.
你就能够承受一切的重担。
凡事包容。
凡事包容。
Yeah, you can believe all things.
而且能够凡事相信。
And you know, there's, you can't have your gift without grace.
所以，若不是出于恩典，我们就不能够有恩赐。
你若是只有恩赐，没有恩典。
Okay. 若是只有恩赐，没有恩典。
And then, you know, it's so different from if you have gifts and also grace.
所以又是有恩赐又是有恩典是完完全全不同的
Finally what you are bringing to the sick sister is grace
所以我们最后真正的能够带给这个在疾病当中的姐妹的实在是恩典
And allow me to say brothers and sisters it's not gift
所以弟兄姐妹们能够把恩典带出来不是恩赐
the reason the sister could be feel warmth
这一个在疾病当中的姐妹她能够顶受到温暖
The reason she could feel the comfort from the Lord.
她能够领受到神给她的安慰。
She could feel a touch of the life of Christ Jesus.
她能够领受神的光摸到她。
She could feel a breath of fresh air.
她能够领受到从神那里来的新鲜的空气。
It is not because of your gift.
绝对不是照顾她的有恩赐。
It is because the measure of grace that's in you.
是因着照顾他的人所带出来的恩典。
You know, gift is something you may not be able to ask for.
我们知道你有恩赐，也许是有时候你求是求不来。
Like I cannot sing, I cannot ask the Lord to give me ability to sing. Doesn't happen.
就我不能够，我不会唱歌，我向神求的话，神也没有给我唱歌。
Yet,
没有唱歌这个恩赐。
The grace you can ask for, you can wait before the Lord, and the Lord for sure will give you.
但是因着恩典但是我们可以向神求恩典如果我们在神面前向他呼求等候他的神一定会把他的恩典赐给我们
And with that you serve
而且我们也只是因着恩典来服侍
That is gold
而且只是这个恩典就是那膏油之子里面所流出来的黄金
Because that is the life of Christ flowing out
因为那个是耶稣基督的生命从我们里面流出来
This is something every one of us can do
而这个恩典是我们每一个人都应该可以流露出来的。
And also, this is something if we don't do, then we serve nothing.
而且，如果我们不是靠着我们里面的恩典来拿出来服侍的话，我们实际上就没有服侍。
It's just wood, stubble, and hay.
我们做的就只是草木和屑。
So I believe, brothers and sisters, you believe me on this.
所以我相信弟兄姐妹们，你们明白我说的。
Now, the faith is this. The faith is what the Lord. Faith is actually a vehicle.
下面在这第六节里面也提到信心，这个信心实际上是一个运载工具。
You know, the more faith that you have,
我们有更多，我们有多的信心的话。
And then the more you can receive the Lord's grace and gift.
我们才可能从神那里领受多的恩典。
And then you can use it.
然后我们才可能把那点使用出来。
Without faith, you cannot.
如果没有信心的话，我们什么都不行。
For example, if you teach.
比如说教导。
Now, if you don't believe that we have to offer ourselves a living sacrifice.
如果你不相信你要把自己奉献出来做活祭的。
Now, if that to you is just a word, just a sentence.
如果这句话在你只是你的头脑停留在你的头脑里面。
If that's something we do not accept by faith.
如果你没有信心来接受这句话。
How can you teach anyone that we ought to offer ourselves a living sacrifice?
我们怎么能够来教导别的人来把身体献上当作活祭呢？
So faith is necessary.
所以信心是必不可少的。
To believe what the Lord said.
信神所说的话。
To our heart, to our guts, is so important.
是我们心里相信，让神的话在我们心里面能够涌流出来，是一个必不可少的。
Otherwise, we cannot teach.
否没有这个信心的话，说我们就不可能做教导。
So, brothers and sisters, don't think this is too hard.
所以弟兄们，不要认为这个事情很难。
Now today you can preach gospel.
今天我们可以传福音。
You can tell people that, yeah, indeed, Lord Jesus died for me on the cross.
你可以跟人家说，是的，耶稣基督为着我死在十字架上。
It's not only what the Bible says, but it happens to me.
不单单的是圣经上这样记，而且我自己有这样的经历。
Now have you seen it?
我们有没有这样的认知
？No，
如果没有的话，
你没有看见。
如果你没有看见的话
，Although you have not seen yourself at the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross for me, but you believe.
哦，尽管你还没有看见耶稣基督钉在十字架上了，为我钉在十字架上，但如果你这样的信
，You believe so strongly，
而且你这样的坚定的信
，And you bring your classmate to the to the church.
所以你就把你的同学带来。
So I want to introduce you the best thing in your life.
所以你就跟你的同学说，我愿意把这个好的消息来告诉你。
Because this is the best thing in my life.
因为这是我自己所能感受到最好的事情。
You believe.
如果你这样的信。
Therefore you speak.
所以你就有这样的话。
And with that you serve.
所以也就因着这个你就服侍了。
Now this body of Christ the same thing.
所以基督的身体也是同样的原因。
Now why do you tell people?That church is his body.
为什么你要跟别人说教会是基督的身体呢？
It's because you believe.
因为你信教会是基督的身体。
You believe so strongly.
如果你这样坚定的信。
And it got exercised in your life.
而且这样的话也在你的心里面得到了操练。
You want to bring it to other people.
你就才有可能去把别的人带到教会。
So the same principle here.
同样的原则。
When you teach,
当你教导。
You have to believe.
你就必须要在信心里面教导。
What do you teach with?
你所教导的。
You teach with Jesus Christ.
你就是要教导耶稣基督。
You teach with His nature, His character.
你是靠着耶稣基督的品性，靠着耶稣基督的性格来这里教导。
Now how the Lord Jesus has affected me, that's how I'm going to affect other people.
是因着我蒙受了主耶稣基督的恩典，我被主耶稣基督所感，所以我才有可能跟别人来分享主耶稣。
So when you read the few verses.
如果我们再往下再读几句
We're going to close very soon. You to read a few verses, you see, it's a little confusing.
如果我们再往下读几句的话，你也许会有一些困扰。
Now, Paul here said, you know, if you prophesy,
比如说保罗这里说，就说预言。
And you prophesy, it says in prophecy.
就是。
It didn't say anything in between.
他说，你若说预言的话，就。就说预言
He says it's according to the proportion of faith.
是照着信心的程度说预言
And then he says if you teach,
就是如果你教导
teach,
那就专一教导。中文翻译是专一教导。
No, 中文 says 专一教导 but 专一 is not there.
对，但原文里面并没有专一这个字，就是你做教导的就教导。
And you exhort.
你若劝化的你就劝化。
To me, what it means this.
对我来讲，我觉得他的保罗的意思是这个意思。
If you prophesy,
如果你说预言
you prophesy according to your faith,
就当照着信心的程度说预言
and also according to the grace that's given to you,
而且要照着神所赐给你的恩典在那里说预言
Now if you teach,
或做教导的
you teach according to your faith, according to what you believe,
就照着你信心的程度来教导
you teach according to what the Lord's like,
就根据你
the grace,
就根据你从神那里所领受的恩典来教导
exhort,
如果你做劝化的
you exhort according to Lord Jesus, according to the grace.
就让他根据你从主耶稣那里所领受的恩典来做劝化。
And you teach according to what you believe.
你教导是根据你所信的来教导，你信心的程度来教导。
Now I believe this is what he was saying over there.
我觉得这保罗这里所说的是这样子的意思。
To me, it's extremely encouraging.
对我读到这些的经节里面，我就非常的受鼓励。
I don't have to invent anything to teach.
因为我不需要发明任何东西来教人。
I don't have to invent anything to exhort.
我也不需要来发明任何东西来劝。
You know, I don't have to invent anything to visit my brothers and sisters.
我也不需要发明任何东西来去探访我的弟兄姐妹。
Visit my brothers and sisters not with the grace of the Lord Jesus.
如果我去探访我的弟兄姐妹里面却没有恩典的话
I'll be wasting his time.
那么我们实在就是浪费我弟兄和姐妹的时间
Now if I teach not with the grace,
如果我
在教导里面 not according to the grace,
如果我教导的时候不是因着主耶稣的恩典在那里教导
not according to, not because I believe it first.
而且也并不是因着我首先信我所教导的。
Then I'm wasting my little brothers and little sisters.
那我实在就也浪费了那些来听教导的这些小弟兄姐妹的他们的时间。
So brothers and sisters, I believe this is what Apostle Paul is telling us that how we ought to serve each other in his house.
弟兄姐妹们，我觉得这些经节里面是保罗所讲的。他认为弟兄姐妹之间我们彼此服侍在神的家里面我们是应当怎样做
If you read on,
如果我们继续往下读
He talks about love.
我们就看见保罗讲到了要爱
But what love?
但是什么样的爱
Simply because I'm close to my brother, I love him?
是因为我离我弟兄很近所以我就爱他吗
Now simply because I hate him?
是因为我不喜欢他吗
So I cannot love him?
所以我就不能够爱他
No.
并不是这样
Now here the love he talks about.The love of Jesus Christ.
他这里所说的爱是用着耶稣基督的爱。
Now he said that, you know, when your brother weep, you weep with him. When your brother laugh, you laugh with him.
当你弟兄的哭泣的时候要与他同哭，他喜乐的时候与他同乐。
Now did you make it up?
但我们是这里是把这个爱或者哭是自己装出来的吗
？Practice at home?
是我们在家里不断的操练怎样的爱哭或者是笑吗
？No. Because the heart,
因为我们里面
的 Lord Jesus is in you.
而且这个心是充满着耶稣基督的。
When the heart of Lord Jesus is in you,
当我们耶稣基督的心在我们里面充满
，you cannot but weep with your brother.
我们就只能够与我们的弟兄同哭泣。
When he suffers,
当我们弟兄在受苦的时候，我们就只能与他同哭。
Because there's nothing you can do.
因为在那个时候，我们不能够做其他的事情。
And only Lord Jesus can comfort.
因为只有我们的主耶稣基督才能在我们弟兄受苦的时候来安慰他们。
So I have to end here, brother and sister.
所以我必须要把今天的信息停在这里。
But if you forget everything,
但如果我们什么事情都忘的话
，I want you to remember.
我愿意大家只记得这一句话。
Be a son of oil.
就是要我们要成为那膏油之子。
Whatever great things you have,
无论我们有什么样的大的事情
，empty.
我们不论我们都要把自己倒空。
And let the Holy Spirit fill you.
要使圣灵充满在我们里面
，so that you can be，
使我们来可能成为一个膏油之子
，and then serve with the grace of Jesus Christ。
只有这样，我们的服事才能够是带着耶稣基督的服事
，and serve with believing，
而且才能够是在信心里面的服事
，believing what the Lord Jesus told us，
信主所告诉我们的话
，believing his the apostles told us in the Bible，
信圣经使徒所告诉我们的话。
And with that, we serve.
是因着我们的信，因着我们的受领受的恩典，我们来服侍。
And then you are producing something wonderful.
这个时候，我们的服侍产生出来的就是那美妙的
，bright，
那样子的明亮的
，weighty，
那样子的光明的东西
，lasting forever，
那样子就持永恒到永远的东西
，gold，
这就是黄金。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。